Hi, this is Kimberly, and I just wanted to reach out to you all today. It's July the 22nd, and so today we're working with the master numbers. So the 22nd itself is that master, the master number, and when you reduce that down between the 7 and the 22 in the year, that makes it 11 also. So we're standing in a huge portal today, and we have an energy wave that came through, what is today? Today, the full moon was on, I think like 3 days ago or something, and there was a wave and a portal, and the energies have been going back and forth, back and forth. So if you have felt this out-of-body experience, which I had a lot of yesterday, it's like you're being hit with the waves of consciousness. And so a lot of this energy is about not being able to go back to the past of the past and where we've been at and what we've created. And those doors are slamming in our faces we create in the future. And that in that time period, there may be a little rubble with still the personality self that, you know, the injured one, the emotional one, the one that's not quite sure exactly what's happening. And so for me, when that came on, it's been because of the fact where I've been really semi-consistent having, it's something that I've been talking about, they're gone. They're not there. But I'm witnessing, however, I am witnessing emptiness. Like an emptiness with that, that's not real sure how to respond or how to react. It's just empty. There's no mind, which has been a good thing, and there's been no place of action to go into. So it's getting accustomed to this within myself because I have been in the place, you know, that through it that my mechanism has been set up and all of humanity's mechanisms to have a response and a reaction, and it's not there now. So that even that is a little bit of a becoming accustomed to that energy. And so that's what's going on. And this week what came up was they did a recollection technique on me. So when I sat with it, it was like, what's going on? Then I just feel brain dead. I felt like that I was just in this place of limbo. I didn't know how to go into action, and it didn't feel correct to be doing just mundane action just because. And like waiting for the shift, waiting for the next door to open, and not a reason to go back or to close doors. So what happened with that was I was sitting in my swimming in my backyard here in Kentucky. I'm in Kentucky this week, and when I'm in Kentucky, I am on my natal Neptune and Mercury. Okay, and so it's I'm an open channel, and the communication is really, real strong with spirit. So that energy was really there supporting me, and it's like I don't even have to ask. The answers come so fast, and showing me the way true to the light and the way to step to this next paradigm. So the technique that was done on me, they called it the recollection. And so what recognized was, as I sat in my center within my life and that master self within and where that energy is, outside of it was this energy that was black in color, and it was like a vortex that swirled around me. And within that, in the dark within the dark, I knew that there was particles out there. These particles were in the dark, and it was like a black tornado out around me, outside of me. Like my light was really bright and it was here, but then there was this layer that was around that that swirled around it. And so which was the undeveloped potential. So when I went to the undeveloped potential, that was the dark within the dark, it was the fragments of me, of myself, of the time of all through this lifehood. I did not feel that it was connected to other lifehoods. It could have been, but I didn't feel that in the moment. And so it was in this time, the time of just doing, being in passion and trying to hand that passion to others, being excited about something, people not having the same understanding, and that part of being shut down with that. So these little pieces, what happened to me was, there was an angle. It looked like an angle, like a pyramid, but it was just the angle, just the line. It was gold that was on top of my head. And so this started spinning clockwise and counterclockwise. It was both directions. I think it was counterclockwise first and then clockwise, like it was opening a valve. And then above that was a white circle, which just seemed blank. It was just a white circle, a ball. It was a ball of energy. And this energy is where I perceive with that transpersonal chakra is where how I perceive is where the home of the higher self is. And from that, an antenna, like a tube, vacuum tube, came out of that. It was silver. And it began to suck all of that black sooty energy up. And as it did, when it went through it, those particles were clean. It's like they were wiped off. It was kind of like when you pull your oil stick out, you know, you wipe the oil out to measure and see where, and then you stick it back in. So it was being wiped off like that. So that's what was happening. And they were being wiped off as they went in. And then when they went in, I saw them as little sparkles flying all over the place. So they were just like little no-see-ums, but they had like a little sparkle to them. And they were clear and just sparkling. So I was told that it was a recollection process. And that in this recollection, that it was the authentic self and the unexpressed gift or the gift that got shut down for just being the light that it was. So Zelda came back home, and there it was finished. There was nothing I wanted to do with it. To just let it be. And they were being recollected by the higher self, and then they would be reassigned, okay? Bringing back all of my little aspects of gifts and all the sparkles that was there. And so for 3 days, I just didn't really want to do much of anything. It's like the energy wasn't there. I didn't have energy to go into action. I was being told, you know, not to be in the astral plane, not to be working in other people's fields, to be only concerned with my own field, not to be in anybody else's drama. And, you know, I'm home alone besides the dogs that are here this week, so they've just been supported with unconditional love. And I just allowed the process to come in. And there was the aspect of me that I watched when clients called in and out and wanted me to work on them and believe that some way I'm their savior, whatever that's about, that's theirs, not mine. And even the part that when I do come home, I let my clients know that I'm in town and I'm usually like really busy and I had no desire whatsoever to do that. And I felt the old part of me that would have felt guilty because I didn't let them know I was here. And that part wasn't there anymore. It's like I could witness it. I knew that I had had that before, but when it wasn't even there, I couldn't even pull in the conscious of it. So that's just an example. It's just an example of, you know, of how this archetype has played out for me. So, morning, yesterday, it felt like the recollection process was started. I was really out of my body a lot yesterday. I couldn't seem to stay in. I had to lay down a lot, and I would go out on what I call God's shelf. It was like disconnecting from the collective consciousness, just being in the void. I didn't know what information I was retrieving, but I was out a lot. And I would go way out, way, way out. And when I would try to do something, come back in my body and try to do something, you know, I was staggering. It was like I was walking around like a drunk. I had vertigo. And so that was the 21st that was happening. And from my understanding, a lot of people have been having that experience this week. So I just wanted to pass this information on to you all of this, these waves and this energy that's coming through. And it's all a good thing because the demolition is happening. It's like, and it's happening so that we can move on into the new paradigm. And so there's so much chaos been going on in the minds of humanity that, you know, we've been witnessing. If you're plugged into any of the media stuff, it's just all over the place. And so, with that, always go into that place within your own heart, that place of neutrality. Breathe and be there in the light that's within you. So if you want to do the truth collection technique, if you feel like it's time for you to do that and that energy's there for you, what I would suggest right now, and I'll probably do a group process with this in the next day or two, I want you to pass the information along so that you can ask for your own master self to take you through this, if you're guided to do this. So what I would suggest to do with that is, so the instructions are to breathe, to bring your energy into your own self, into your own being, so disconnect from that collective mind. So by doing this, you just bring all of your psychic energy back to your own, to yourself, to your third eye, to your center of consciousness, where when they told me that's where the subconsciousness and the consciousness connect. So breathe that in, and then just go deep within to your own center, and then drop your energy into your home, your heart, if that feels where appropriate for you. You go inside to a place that's safe and that you know you're safe. And that place that the unconditional love and acceptance is. And just be there in that. So you can ask spirit, ask your higher self, your awakening self, to hold this template for you and begin this recollection process. So in that time period, just be there with it, breathe in, and just stay in your breath, just stay there in your breath. I didn't experience any stories or any emotions or trauma or drama with this. I don't know if other worlds or not. I just know what my experience was. So I am being told to just breathe. Keep your focus on the breath and to just breathe in as this process of recollection comes in, so you can be the life that you are, the gift that you are to humanity. Okay? And just allow yourself time to do that. And you can always reach out to me and let me know what happens with this process. And I love you. I love you. I love you. To be in the space of that. If there's anything else to tell you all. Thank you for being the gift that you are to humanity. Mm-hmm.
today, if we snatch your number, if this energy holds, this is the 11 is the most intuitive number of all numbers. So this day, I accept to do that. And it represents illumination and the channel to the subconscious. So this is the perfect time for this. Inside is out, rational thought, sensitivity. It is the dream of. It's enhanced and charged with charisma and leadership and inspiration. And then after number 22, the most powerful number of all, it's called the Master Builder. And this 22 is the most ambitious of the dreams into reality. And it's the potentiality of the most successful of all numbers. So be it, so it is. And I love you. So this is Kimberly Crow with Inner Awakened Mastery. Signing out. Adios, amigos.
The moderator has left the conference.